Good evening, folks. This is Carolyn Evers, and I've brought along a very special friend of mine.
Good evening, Carolyn. Good evening, everyone. This is Richard.
I'm glad you piped up and said, "This is Richard." You didn't let me hang high and dry. That's great.
I'm being gentle with you for the moment.
I like a gentleman. I think most women probably like a gentleman. Long live gentlemen. Anyway, if you have signed up for our mailing list, you know that tonight we are going to be working with John Paul.
Pope John Paul II.
Pope John Paul II. We're working with him tonight, and there's some very interesting information that he's coming to bring. First of all, he's going to be talking about the Eye of Isis. He is a very special being that is his responsibility to work with the Eye of Isis, and we'll talk to him more about this. Apparently, it's a ray that comes from the center of the cosmos and makes a journey around the cosmos. And this energy is such that it is set up for the advancement of the beings that are in that area of the cosmos. And it seems that this is our turn, Earth, to be receiving the Eye of Isis. And, of course, Pope John is going to be talking about this. So, Richard, I'm going to ask you to connect to him, please, if you will, and tell us what his energy is like.
I will do that. Excuse me. How I experience his energy is loving, gentle. Not just loving, but you might say compassionate. I feel experiences energy a little left of center, and it's not a sort of singular energy, but there is this breadth to it which encompasses love, but also, as I said, has this compassion, these elements of peace to it. It is a beautiful energy, a gentleness to it, not an overwhelming, overpowering energy, but a beautiful, gentle energy, very almost a delicate energy, very interesting.
I hope our listeners are able to connect with this and feel some of this themselves, because it is a very special gift if you can feel that. And Pope John Paul has a message for us, Richard, does he not? Can you give that message to us?
Well, I'll find out what he has to say. I don't really know what he has to say. Let's see. I value this opportunity to come forth in this manner. I have been on this show before, but there are things that I wanted to share with you in this time. And in fact, I am here because I asked Carolyn if I could come forth on the show. Some of you will know this, many perhaps do not, but Carolyn has this inner sight, you might say, into which beings can come if they wish to communicate with her, or, interestingly, with Richard, seeing he is usually unaware of their presence. I would agree with that. And so we come to Carolyn and make ourselves aware to her in her inner sight. And this is what I did some 2 or so weeks ago. I came to her and asked if I could come forth on the radio show, because this is a special time in your world, and I came in part about what I wish to talk to you about, but also it simply is a time of great change in the world, and some of these things I wished to discuss with you. So firstly, let me expand a little on what Carolyn was saying about my connection with the Eye of Isis. It is, as she said, a little like this ray, this searchlight, which travels around the cosmos and takes about a million of your years to travel right around the cosmos. So it has been a long time since it was in this area. And again, it is no accident that these energies are present at this special time of change in your world. And indeed, it is why I came forth as Pope John Paul. I have a role, or more accurately, my monad has a special role to shepherd the Eye of Isis around the cosmos. And as such, there are aspects of my monad that incarnate in various expressions of consciousness, you might say, various planets, various dimensions, where these energies are coming to, in a sense, acclimatize myself to the energies, but also in ways undertake some preparation for the arrival of these energies. And indeed, my time on Earth was connected to this role. Yes, the world saw me as initially a Catholic priest, but then a Pope, as you know. And really, the reason that I sought that role in that lifetime was to ensure that I had a public profile through which I could express the energies that I carried into the world. Some might argue that the Catholic Church was not a good place to be expressed in the world, given its distortions and its abuses of people. But it has a connection with so many people in the Western world and elsewhere that it is a role which, if used in the way that I sought to use it, can transmit important energies to people. And I feel I achieved my mission in that lifetime. And so I wanted to simply mention that to you. And the reason that the Eye of Isis is present in this time is because of the changes that have been so often discussed on this radio show by many others, because this is an important time in your world. And I will also mention that when I left my lifetime on Earth, I came to Carolyn. It was not something that she was expecting in any manner, but as I mentioned, beings can come into her inner sight and prompt her. And when I had crossed over, whilst I was lying in state, I came to Carolyn because I was aware of her skills and I was aware of who and what she is and represents. And I have worked very closely with the what you might consider Mother God, and also with what you might consider the High Cherubim Angel, to which Mother Mary is closely connected. And in my lifetime, I was very closely connected to Mother Mary. And so I'm aware of Carolyn's connections to these aspects that I have mentioned. And so it was no accident that I came to her, also because of the skills and abilities and gifts that she has to be able to take down the information that I wished to convey. And that information was put together in what Carolyn called, or indeed I called, an ebook called Viva Papa. And that is available to you if you are interested in reading what I shared with Carolyn in that time. But I wanted to make you aware that the Eye of Isis energies are contributing to the changes that are coming forth in this time. It is something that I discussed and shared with these two some 3 or 4 years ago, but it has not been a subject that has had a great deal of focus, particularly since the solstice of December 2012, which in a sense was the moment when the core transitions began. And the key impact of the Eye of Isis was present in that time and indeed continues to be in this time to assist in the changes that are coming forth. So I wanted to, you might say, put that piece of information back into people's awareness, to bring it back into play, you might say, because it remains important. Second thing that I wanted to do was to reinforce the messages of many in recent times about the fact that this very important time on your planet is still in train. It will unfold, this change in dimensional experience for those of humanity that whose souls have chosen to participate in this shift. They will unfold a change, you might say, a move to a higher dimensional expression of Earth. And that event called Ascension still remains in your future. And indeed, it is a very important transition, not just for planet Earth, but indeed for the entire cosmos and beyond. I am aware that sometime in the past, Mother Mary spoke of the structure of consciousness within the cosmos being a little like a vase, which in a sense rests on the base of its lowest dimension, you might say. And when you lift up that lowest dimension, which is where you reside, then in fact you lift up the entire vase. And this is what indeed will happen as events unfold in your near future. So I wanted to reinforce the words of others about this important transition, that indeed it is still in plan, it still indeed will unfold, even though so many were expecting it at the time of the December 2012 solstice. Indeed, in truth, that was a possible but an unlikely moment, and many were focused upon that date because it was set up that way as a distraction for our dark friends. But all of that is now in the past, and we are now focused on these final steps in this preparation process. The third thing I wished to discuss with you is the outlook for the Roman Catholic Church. As you know, it has been an organization of great power and influence in the world for the best part of the last 2,000 years. And I certainly understand, and indeed to an extent understood in my lifetime, the distortions that had been put in place by the Catholic Church, the distortions of the truth of who and what the one you call Yeshua or Jesus was or is, and the purpose of his life. He did not die on that cross, as many of you understand. And, of course, he did not die for your sins, to save humanity from their sins. This is a distortion that was put in place as one of the many mechanisms of domination and control put in place by the, you might say, power brokers of the Catholic Church. And as you might know, 1,000 or so years ago, the power of the church was almost completely dominant within the Western European world. Anyone who stepped out of line with regard to the doctrines and teachings of the Catholic Church ran a serious risk of being judged a heretic by the Inquisition and suffer a painful, torturous death as a result. Those days have gone, but the distortions and abuses that have been such a part of the Catholic Church for so long in so many ways remain. And you have begun to see some of these being exposed. You have begun to see some of the truths about the the abuse of children coming forth. But I tell you, my friends, this is just the tip of the iceberg. There is a great deal more truth that will come forth in the not-too-distant future that we'll see as part of this transition that you are moving through. You will see what I would call the demise of the Catholic Church. Its secrets will be revealed, its power will be broken, and the people that are under its influence will be set free. Even though there are some wonderful souls who are present in Catholic Church, in ways it is their presence that humanizes this, I would call, demonic organization. It is the best way to describe it, because in truth it has really nothing to do with what it claims to be about. Because if you truly understand the teachings of Yeshua, his teaching was to go within, that the only temple that you need is your physical human body, and that the kingdom of God is within you. And if those things are true, which they are, then you need no external organization to interpose itself between you and your Creator. And this is what the Catholic Church, and indeed all religions in various ways, have sought to do. And yes, there is a place for teaching people how to go within, but beyond that, the experience is a personal one. So these understandings will begin to come forth, and it will be a difficult transition for so many who have put their faith in that book that you call the Bible and the teachings and the infallibility of the Catholic Church. Its infallibility, of course, has been very seriously exposed through the abuse of children that we have seen. And of course, what is so interesting is that people forget history. People forget that there were popes who fathered children. Some indeed were married. Some fathered children with other men's wives and other women. And this picture that is held in place today, this distortion of celibacy, is a false image that really does not reflect the truth of how the higher echelons of the Catholic Church have operated. I do not wish to open this up further than what I have done here, other than to say that what I have spoken about gives you a sense of the lies and distortions that have been part of this institution. And its truth will be exposed, as so much will be exposed, as these changes unfold. And so I wanted to alert you to the fact that this organization, as you know it, will in essence be broken apart and fall asunder in your relatively near future. Changes that are coming in the world will wash away such organizations and reinstate the connection that people have with the truth of themselves within. And once this begins to happen, power that these organizations and indeed other individuals exercise over humanity will be broken up and washed away. So bear these things in mind. The energies within the planetary and stellar alignments support these changes in this time in your world, and you will see these things unfold. So, my friends, I wanted to come forth to share these messages with you, to give you what you might call a heads up as to how things will unfold, to remind those of you who were previously aware of why I'd come to Earth, to remind you of that role, and also to let you know that I remain here in support of all of you. And if you are willing, you can simply call me forth in your meditation. Simply speak my name inside of yourselves, and I will be there for you. You may or may not be aware of me, depending on how developed your skills are, but trust me, if you call me forth in that way, I will be there. So Be at peace, my friends. I am here to support all of you in this challenging and fascinating time upon your beautiful planet. And so it is.
That's beautiful. Thank you so much, the two of you. And I would like to say to our audience, this time that we have with you goes by so quickly. And if you have a question, because Pope John Paul really did bring forth a lot of topics, if you have a question or something that you wish to discuss, please call now. As I said, this time really goes by quickly. So thank you, the two of you. And until we have some questions that come forth from our audience, there's something that I would like to discuss with Pope John. And what that is this idea of going within. Our call numbers, by the way, is 888-627-6008 for USA and Canada. And I'd like to discuss a little bit, if you will, this concept of going within. When someone goes within, what do they find? How do they do it?
It is an interesting question that you ask. The process of going within, in its essence, is very simple. And that is to, in essence, go into a state of meditation, to sit quietly in a place where you are safe and comfortable and you will not be disturbed. And close your eyes, relax, and bring your awareness inside your physical body. Some teach that you need to still the mind. This arises primarily from the Indian traditions, and really it is not a requirement, and indeed is a difficult thing to achieve when you have been brought up in this Western world and you come to meditation somewhat later in life, as most have done. Most do not learn to meditate in the West when they are young children. And so you might consider practicing going within as being a little like any kind of exercise. When you have not ridden a bike before, you don't know how to ride a bike. You don't understand the balance. Your body does not have the programming within it to keep the bike in balance. But once you practice a little, that balance comes, and once you get the bike moving, it balances itself. And going within is a little like this. When you start, you might feel like you are all thumbs, as the expression goes. You feel incompetent. You are not sure what you should experience or what you should do. And really, there is nothing to do apart from bring your awareness inside your body and perhaps to practice some deep breathing. The breath is such a powerful tool for, you might say, bringing the physical body under control in particular, but also bringing you within. And so I recommend that you meditate perhaps half an hour a day if you are not a regular meditator, and simply go within and allow yourself to relax and be at peace. As you get started, you may begin to become aware of places in your body where energy is very strong. You might feel this focal point of energy in your body. And what is useful to do is to bring your awareness to that place where there is an energy focus and ask yourself within, what is this energy about? And as you keep asking this question and other questions as they arise, gradually you will begin to receive the answers, primarily through your intuition, your inner knowing, because the intuition is such a powerful inner guidance tool that truly everybody has. It is the tool to guide everyone through life if you are willing to trust it. And so you begin to get answers to the questions that you might pose. Similarly, as you keep doing this, you may begin to become aware of energies flowing in your body. You might experience quite powerful energies. You may become aware of things that you can see. You might see beings in your inner sight. You might see colors or shapes. All of these things are experiences that people have. And one of the things about going within is there is no right nor wrong. It is an individual experience, and people open up different skills and abilities as they proceed. As you go forward, there are some things that you can practice and learn and understand, and you might say focus upon. You might call forth particular beings that you feel some affinity with. As I mentioned, that you could go within and call me forth, that you can call any of the masters forth, or indeed anyone that you know that has crossed over to the other side, and they will come. But as you get started, you may not be aware of them. Some people will have great awarenesses almost from the beginning of this process, because they have done it over so many lifetimes that when you go within in this manner, you might say simply almost pick up from where you left off. And so it is a very personal thing as to what your experiences will be. But just as with any kind of exercise, the more you do it, the more aware you become, the more you strengthen that inner muscle. It is like a skill, an ability, a muscle, and a capability that you build within. And so as you do this, you begin to become aware, as I say, of much greater things. You may even become aware of other dimensions, beings in other dimensions. You may even become aware of the one you might call Source or Prime Creator in the center of cosmos. You may become aware of your monad, that totality of your soul as it was originally created. You may begin to connect with some of your past lives, other fingers of consciousness that have been sent forth from your monad. All of these things begin to open up, and these things open up as you go within. So there are so many possibilities here, and the experience that an individual has is simply their experience. There is no right nor wrong. Whatever somebody else experiences is also what they experience. Do not expect that you should experience what somebody else does. But the more you work with this, the more you practice it, day in and day out, week after week, month after month, year after year, you will find that your awareness transforms, your sensitivity to energies within yourself and beyond yourself will grow enormously. You may begin to see things. You may open up the door to be able to communicate with other forms of consciousness. You may experience other beings coming forth and communicating with you. All of these things are possibilities, and they become more and more likely as you progress down this path. So this is my answer to your question of what it means to go within.
Thank you. Friends, our call-in numbers are toll-free 888-627-6008 for the USA and for Canada. And I would like to direct this question to our guest. From what I can surmise, this part of the cosmos is relatively young. And so the last time the Eye of Isis was here, this part of the cosmos, Earth, and her solar system did not exist. Can you give us some sort of an idea of what happens when the Eye of Isis is directed or beamed towards a certain planet or planetary system?
Energies flow throughout the cosmos, to every part of the cosmos. You might say all of creation is an aspect of that being in the center of the cosmos. And as energies flow to the various areas of the cosmos, usually they pass through various gateways, down through the dimensions, across various areas of what you might call space and time. This is how energies travel, and so they are not following a direct path in usual circumstances. When the eye of Isis is directed in a particular direction, then there are energies that flow directly from the center of the cosmos to that locale. And so this has a much more powerful impact. Similarly, there is, you might say, a focus upon that area of the cosmos by all there is. And this assists in processes that might be at work within the cosmos or within that particular area. And if there are things that need particular correction or whatever, then the energies can be quickly directed to that particular point. So it is kind of like this, really is like this searchlight, this eye traveling around the cosmos and bringing direct energies to that particular point.
Thank you. I appreciate that very much. Again, my dear listeners, if there is a topic that you wish to discuss or a question that you have, please call in soon because our time is quickly moving. And so I understand we have some people online. We're going to get to them now. Hi, Rick. Welcome. What's your question
Good
or
evening,
comment?
Carolyn. My question for Pope John Paul is about Mother Mary. And I was curious if Mother Mary came to you when you were the Pope at the Vatican, and does she come to individuals today?
Good question. I'm sure you heard that, Richard.
Yes. Mother Mary worked closely with me whilst I was the Pope in particular, particularly over the last 5 or so years that I was acting in that role. Indeed, she was a great comfort to me. And it was during that period that I particularly came to understand her role and indeed my role. So yes, I was very much in contact with Mother Mary, and indeed there are many individuals that Mother Mary communicates with, and indeed I am aware that she works with these two individuals that are holding this radio show. They call her forth at will, and you can also call her forth at will if you develop the skills to understand and to hear her and to communicate with her when she comes forth. So, indeed, yes, she does communicate with others just as she did with me in my time.
Thank you. Maria from California is online too.
Maria. Hi, Caroline, Richard. Hello?
Yes.
Hi, Maria.
We hear you.
Can you hear me now?
Yes. Okay. What's your question or comment?
Yes, I have a question for Pope John. It's regarding Pope Francis. What can he tell us about him? And is he going to be the last one? Is he going to be the one bringing all these needed changes?
Good question.
To humanity? Thank you.
You heard that, Richard?
Yes. Pope Francis will indeed be the last pope, but it is not because he will be the one to bring the changes to humanity. That is a very different issue. The Catholic Church is not the vehicle by which changes will come to humanity. They will come in a different path. The Catholic Church is not really about change or indeed about bringing the transformation for humanity. They are very keen on keeping the status quo in place. That is part of their role. So Pope Francis will be the one who experiences these dramatic changes. And it is, even though he presents well, he carries the flaws of perhaps all of those who have preceded him, including in my own way myself. And whilst he presents well, he still is representing a deeply flawed organization, an organization whose fundamental basis is not reflective of the true nature of what it needs to be human. So he will be the last pope that will be present.
Thank you. Thank you for your question, Maria. We have Helen from California is on line 3. Helen, welcome. You have a question or a comment?
Thanks. Yes, I have a question, Carolyn and Richard. We heard the message Pope John talk about current unfolding. So my question is about Carolyn's, your interference by the dark. Is it possible for Pope John to tell us the nature of it, what's remaining of the past, or anything he can tell us about it?
I'm not sure I heard Helen's question, Richard. Did you?
Yes. She was asking if he understood the nature of the interference that you have suffered at the hands of the dark and whether he can shed some understanding upon it.
Good question.
Yes.
Would that be fair, Helen?
Yes. Yes, it is. Thank you.
Let us see what he says. It is clear to me that at least Richard and to an extent Carolyn understands the nature of this interference, the reason it is present, and what their role is in relation to clearing it. And so this is understood. And in fact, I would say that they understand it and have understood it better than I am able to do. And the reason for this is that some of this interference and the basis for the existence of the dark arises well beyond this cosmos. My focus, my responsibility is this cosmos. And their role has been to clear all expressions of the dark, wherever they may exist in any expression of creation, and indeed that role extends beyond this cosmos. And so this interference, in a sense, has come forth as these expressions of darkness have sought to prevent the unfolding of these changes, because they understand the consequences for all expressions of creation. It was planned this way. And so the interference that is experienced and in a sense continues to be experienced is simply those beings that remain that seek to prevent this unfolding. The fundamental clearing, as far as I am able to tell, back to the very most fundamental expressions of creation have all been completed, and all that remains are beings primarily within Carolyn's body in some manner or in her energy bodies or energy field that have placed themselves there in the past and are coming forth to try and prevent these changes emerging. And so it is a matter of simply working through these experiences, clearing all that remain until there are no further barriers. And these two understand this, and they continue to work through on that basis. And it is not something that I or indeed any other beings can assist with at this point in time. If I know there are some who, if they become aware of interference in any manner, bring it to the attention of these two so it can be dealt with. But primarily, it is a process that the two of them work through and have been working through for quite a long time. It is my impression that this process is very close to its conclusion.
Thank you. Thank you for your question, Helen, and your answer, Pope John. From what you're saying, organized religion is going to come to an end. What, if anything, will take its place, or will it then be left up to humanity to go within and get their own answers and leadership? Is that how this will look later on?
There will be a time where it will be important for the leaders, the spiritual leaders upon the planet, to teach people how to go within, but also teach them what it means, in a sense, to be a human being, especially in this changed consciousness, and to understand the abilities and capabilities that will be active in that new consciousness. So there is an important teaching phase. And once those understandings spread throughout humanity, then really it will be something that will be passed from parents to children, you might say, as part of just the natural process of raising children. And I will say that the importance and focus upon the raising of children will return. It has been severely eroded in the current consciousness, as those who wish to control humanity have sought to break down the structure of the family and the role of the mother in particular. But those things will be returned, and so there will be a phase of teaching people how they go within, in more detail than I have shared here in response to your earlier question. And so once people begin to understand this and begin to understand the truth of who and what they are and learn how to travel the cosmos and to connect with other beings in other dimensions and so on, this narrow, you might say, cloistered perspective that has been fostered by religion about who and what humanity is, who and what God is, you might say, all of those distortions will be washed away. The notions of judgment, of guilt and shame and so on that have been so powerfully fostered by virtually every religion, these things will be washed away and people will be set free from it.
Thank you so much for all of your beautiful information. And Richard is one who teaches people how to go within, how to work with the human body. And where could people go to get information about that, Richard?
Yes, if you're interested in learning this skill and practicing it, we do that in the work we call Right Brain Magic, and you can find the website rightbrainmagic.com, and you will see some examples there from people that have worked with us, and also how you can order a session.
And so I highly recommend the ebook Viva Papa. It is so beautiful. And Richard, where would people find that?
I did put a link in the email that I sent out. The website, PopeJohnPaulSpeaks.com, is a place to go, which has some information about the ebook, and that will then take you through to a place where you can order the ebook if you so choose. Quite fascinating. Did you want to talk a little about what was given to you in that ebook, Carolyn?
Yes, I could talk a little bit about it. I don't have it in front of me right now, but how that evolved is, as Pope John lay in state after he passed. Each day he came to me and he, you might say, dictated or gave me information, and it is just so beautiful, all the information that he gave me. And since he was in state quite a few days, it would be difficult for me to tell you what is in that ebook, but I do highly recommend it. It's a beautiful ebook, and it has a lot of beautiful information. And you might say he was trying to touch people in a certain way so that he would let us know that he really wasn't gone, that he was with us, as he is now. And as he promised that if you call on him, he will come and work with you. And you see, once you learn how to work with individuals from the other side, like Richard and I are doing, there are so many doors that open to you. And so if you feel like it's something that you want to do, then open up and take a little time and work with this with us. We'd be glad to help you with it. Richard, is there anything that you would like to add to this before we go?
I would be interested to know if Pope John Paul has a sense of the time.
I'm having a hard time hearing you, dear. Would you repeat that?
Yes, I'm saying that I'm interested to know if he has a sense of timing of all of this. I know it's something we've so often tried to get a sense of.
That's a good question. Why don't you ask him?
I indicated earlier that this indeed is very close. I mentioned it in a couple of different ways, and it is difficult to be exact, but as has been told to the two of you, there is the ability to observe possibility and probability from our dimension. There is also a state called certainty, you might say, and there are certain events which are in their nature certain. And this unfolding has that state of certainty. It has such an impact upon all of creation that it has been so carefully prescribed within creation. It carries that state of certainty. So this is not a matter of if, but when. And I would say to you that we see the changes of healing and rejuvenation coming into your dimension. Its colors are very bright, very rich now. It is, you might say, very much upon you. And so my sense is that there may be a small number of beings that remain that are delaying the unfolding of the rejuvenation process. It is my understanding that all the healing that you need to complete before rejuvenation can be activated has indeed been completed, and you are in the very early beginnings of this process of rejuvenation. It is simply a matter of clearing out those who might remain with their, you might say, stick in the wheels of the process that need to be cleared, and you will take care of them just as you have taken care of such an extraordinary array of beings and expressions of consciousness and so on that have in various ways sought to prevent all of this from unfolding. So keep stepping, my dear friends. It is indeed extremely close to emerging in your experience.
Thank you both. And Richard, it is now time for us to leave until next week.
Well, thank you, Precious, for all of your beautiful work, bringing forth the questions and taking care of our guests as they come forth. And thank you to BBS for providing context for this, and to Pope John Paul II for coming forth and sharing
indeed
with us your information and your beautiful energies. And I hope some of you on the call were able to share in those exquisite energies that he was sharing with us. And so, until next time, my friends.
Until next time, I leave you in my love, all of you. Thank you, Richard. Thank you, Pope John Paul. And thank you at BBS for taking care of us.
Thank you, Carol.
Goodbye. Bye for now.